So the CWA duct did test some hours. So I don't think we have any difference. Mechon Torah and Matzah. So that's a machlekes. Machlekes Tanai. Machlekes Tanai. Not a machlekes Shoshana, machlekes Tanai. Four way machlekes Tanai. The Mishnah says with Meir Makua. If you know my Meir Shehidi. You have seen him in the Akash Ramela. He wants his time to see him in the Koyan, I mean, Balai Lahu. The New Testament all. Okay? So there's a four way Machlokes. So, of course, there is a question that you should ask over here. And the question is a simple one. Namely, that you have a mitzvah kriyas megillah, and you have a chefetz shel megillah. That's a mini problem. No room for machlokes. No room for machlokes. That's really the basic question. Basic question strikes in the same way. Where is the room for machlokes? Where is it?
Can everybody?
Okay, so that's the question. You have a chefetz shel megillah, you have a mitzvah kriyas megillah. So, Amar Rabbi Yechon, the Gemara explains. The Kulon Mikro Echad Dorf. Ratichto Vesta Malka Amadach Ahiyas Kokoka. That passage, there is no signal of the law. Ratichto Vesta Malka Amadach Ahiyas Kokoka. Man Zalma Kulon is still close to the Hashverosh. Man dalam yeshihidi tokus on Mordechai. Man dalam me'achat vah me'ela tokus on Homa. Man dalam mi'balai lahu tokus on Eis. Okay, that's one thing. That's one thing. My machlokes on Marayim, I'm going to ask to what the machlokes on Marayim is. So the first is Rebiachan. Rebiachan holds that it depends on your dash in the pasuk. This is a fifth of Esau Malko on Mordechai, he is called Tokus. So who's talking? So for Shomais, for Shomon, for Hashverosh, or for Shomorah. So the question is, I mean, what is the issue? Like I said, I mean, you should just lay in the home of Gilbert. That's it. You get Chav Shomaluk. It's in the Gilbert. Very simple for me. But what is, the question is, what is the concept of Tokus? What is the idea of Tokus? What's Tokus mean? So that's what the Gemara says. But Tichtov Esther on Malko on Mordechai Ahidi is called Tokus. It means to say that it's a different Megillah. It's a Megillah that's broken up into units of Tokus. So what is a Tokus? A Tokus is a thing. Tokus is a thing. So it means that the Megillah is different than every other entity of Torah Shabbat. In every other entity of Torah Shabbat, the units of Torah. Simple. So you read the prayer of Shabbos, so you read units of Torah. That's it. There's no difference in one person and another person. Exactly the same. Over here, that's not the case. The Megillah, even though the Megillah is written as Kisvei Kodesh, but it's not just simply a sum of Pesukim. It's not a sum of Pesukim. But it's written, the thing in the Megillah is units of themes. And that's written, that's a din of Torah Shabbat Tzav. Torah Shabbat Tzav of Megillah is not broken up into Pesukim, it's broken up into units of things. See, that's what the Gemara says. A tichtov Esther Amalka or Mordechai Hayehudias called Tokus is a loaded, the chief, or the chief of not chicken, or the chief of Tokus, units of Tokus. So the Megillah is a different entity. That's what the Gemara is saying. That's why you have this question. It's a different concept of Torah Shabbat Tzav. Torah Shabbat Tzav broken up and measured in a different manner, measured by things. Okay? And basically, there are four things. So, Rav Shimon Yochai holds the stuff in B'lai Lahu. I mean, I get him, it's almost half a meal. So, Rav Shimon Yochai holds B'lai Lahu. So, he holds it's self-personal mix. That the only theme that's really necessary is really the theme of the mix. And the if you machme more, the next one would be what? The next one would be what? Would be the theme of Haman. Achar Adrama Gido Anohas is Haman. And then the one before would be Ishihim. And the one before would be Ruin Seth. They see that even it's interesting. Our psalm, you would say, no, you have to eat the Megillah. No, they say, don't push Lachashver. Okay, don't push Lachashver. It's the theme of Lachashver. So, everybody agrees, it seems that everybody agrees that you need the theme of this. That's not a question. Okay? And that's a theme of my holds, that's it. That's the minimum. But then the question is, do you need besides that the theme of Haman? Do you need besides that the theme of Mordechai? Or the theme of Ahasuerus? That's the question among the Tanaim. The question among the Tanaim is based on a premise. The premise is that this sefer is a different kind of a sefer. It's a different din of Torah and Chasav. Different type of Torah and Chasav. Torah and Chasav. So what the Gemara is saying is it seems that the three of them are really self understood. If it's a thing, you have to start from the beginning to the end. You have to go through the entire thing. So it's the theme of Haman. So Haman doesn't really appear until Achaz Roma. Look, where that comes was on a book. So the theme of Haman begins where people are not. And the theme of Haman, you can understand why the theme of Haman is necessary. That's the theme of Amalek. And the theme of Mordechai Yehudi is also, the going to the next section. That's what I did. But the theme of Achashverosh, when is the theme of Achashverosh? Because if you hold, the other ones are easy to explain. One is Mordechai, the Haman, the theme of Nesem. But what's the theme of Achashverosh? If you hold the theme of Achashverosh, you hold that you really need the theme against which the entire backdrop of this. Not enough to have the theme of the Nes itself, but the Nes played itself out on a certain backdrop of Achashverosh. But there's one that needs a little bit of analysis, and that is the theme of the Nes. Because really, you think, if you get a Megillah, it's often from the theme of the Nes. Somebody would tell you to start from the theme of the Nes, what would you do? So you really would start from the, you really start from, the Sefer Zichronos, like I said, if you have to have a theme, so it's got to be the entire thing. Okay? But the theme of the Nes, really, is what happened with the Sefer Zichronos? The Sefer Zichronos was Bitzur Lasar, right?
What about Esther
Bitzur? No. Because the theme of the Nes is that Achver Achashverosh turned against Haman. Correct? That's a massive thing. But it would seem to start from, why did he turn against him? Because he saw that Mordechai is Mordechai helped him, and he's not promoting oil. So he must have his own agenda. So, but you think it should start from the, story where that happened.
In the beginning.
So in those days,
he covers the plot.
Yeah, by Yom Lahem.
That's right.
By Yom Lahem, Mordechai was in Shamala. Right before me. Right before Achaz Vamela. Okay? That's what you think, because that was the event, really, that was the phenomenon which was the one that made the nation possible. Without that, there would be no nation. That's the event. It's interesting. And that's, without doubt, that was the whole thing, the event itself, that was indispensable. And that was the event. So why is it? So that's a question we have to raise. That if we start, if the theme is the theme of the myths, so you would think that you should start from that event. The event that it was created, the turning point, was the instrument and the vehicle of the whole turning point in the next. Yeah, why not? That since the Ashgacha, since Balai Lahu is really the turning point, that's the turning point of Achashverosh against Haman, and that turning point was contingent on an event, and that event was predestined. To achieve that event, the event that was going the turning point, which is the turning point of the next. So it would seem that event should be included. Yes. The first mishnah was merely the cause. That's also the cause. Because the first mishnah was merely why did he change? He changed because Esther made the first mishnah and she was Mazmin Hama. So because of that, so he had a restless night and a sleepless night because he already had problems with Haman, and she, all she did was she allowed him to act out. I think the answer is like this. I think the answer is that over here you don't really have events. Over here you don't really have events. Because all the events that took place are events that take place all the time. People are troubled, there are good strategies that work, and there is nothing that we can really point to as an event that is an X. See, over here there's no real event. In other words, in Nisim and Mitzrayim, there are events, and you can point to that those are Nisim. But over here there really is nothing that you can point to that is an X. So that's why you don't go by any event. Is it? What you go by is where there's the actualization of the Hashgah. In other words, we don't have any real mace over here. There is no real mace. And you can't point to anything. If the events spoke to us, so then I would say you have to go back to the picture of ourselves. Because that is the event. Okay. And maybe the mission. Because if it were events that were responsible, then if we could identify events, then I would say you'd have to go back to those events. But the difference between the Megillah in the Nisa Purim and other Nisim is there are no events. There are no events in the other. So what do? So we go back to the turning point. You see, the turning point of the turning point in the turning point in the story, in the account, is a turning point. So events, since we can't point to events, you have to point to something. So what do you point to? You point to the turning point. That's a legitimate approach. In other words, if I don't know what events to choose, and I have to choose from an account, so which point would I choose? The only point you could choose is the turning points. That's the reason. The reason is because in this instance, this is different than any other case of Nisim. Because in every other case of Nisim, it's events that are assigned. It's events, so you must reference every event that's essential. And certainly this is an essential event, because without this event, the whole turning point could be different. This was the thing. So it will be absurd to omit it. But the reason why we omit it is because of the fact that the nace of Purim was not a nace where we could point to any events. Because these are things that happen every day. The only reason why it's a nace is because we know that if Klal Yisrael is on the verge of extinction, that means the Ashgacha has left us. Anochi Aster Aster Pona. And if we survive, the Ashgacha will come. So it really is a celebration of the Ashgacha. And that's really what every nation really points to. Like I mentioned, every nation is simply to become aware of the Ashgacha. So over here, there are no events. So to point to an event would be erroneous, because these events are only God knows precisely what's Ashgacha and what's Derech HaTeva. We don't know. But since we don't know, due to our ignorance, we have no choice but just to reference the turning point of the story, the turning point. And the turning point was Balalah, because that was the turning point when Ahasuerus turned against Haman. So John is the reason why you start from Balalah, because the nature of this mix. The nature of this nation causes us to have an admission of ignorance, because we can't know. If God has a friend, there's no specific nation that God revealed to us that here is a demonstration of our Gacha. So we only know it because of the Torah, what the Torah teaches us about our Gacha Hashem. So when we take a look at the whole sequence, if we want to start at a certain point, the only point that we can start at that's justifiable is the turning point. So the turning point is Balalah. That's when his lathe turned against Noah. That's why it's Balalah. But I'm saying it's a different kind of an answer. Well, if we're not pointing to it. I can't see anything explaining that the event of Bitsu the Service should not be there. That's the whole thing. It's the Sefer Zecharonot. That's the whole thing. So that event was recounted before. So you have to do the record. But the answer is we don't know what events it is. It's a different kind of an X. So in the absence of events, you have to point to something. So the turning point is what we reference. So that's the problem. That's it. Okay? Those are the four positions. Now the Gemara says like this. Yes. You can't act out of ignorance, you can't say anything. If you're ignorant, you don't just try to say everything. It's nonsensical. You don't know. If you don't know, then you can't start picking and choosing events. It doesn't make any sense, because you just don't know. So you can't pick all the events, you don't know all the events. So there's no frame of reference. See, in Yadis, there has to be a frame of reference of Chacham. You can't just have the frame of reference demands criteria that make sense. And in the absence of knowledge of what's Ashgacha, what's not Ashgacha, there's no frame of reference. So what Shimon Yochai says is there's another way to have a frame of reference. A different approach. The approach is, well, what was the turning point? The turning point is a concept that's being used in room of a recognition of events. It's a different kind of a concept, but it's a legitimate one due to our absence of knowledge. In the absence of knowledge, you have to have something which is a logical point of reference. So what's logical? You need to be Bitzim Aseret, you need Esther, you need Zimna, what? That was meant that was a nice. The fact that Esther was chosen, he didn't go around saying when she was chosen. It was years before when she was chosen, something was happening. So when she was chosen, he went around saying this was a nice. Nobody says a nice. Not very nice. She's chosen. She's a beautiful, beautiful woman. She's chosen. But there never was, only when you put everything together and against the backdrop of our knowledge of the Ashgacha, does the concept of Nes emerge. It emerges through a few elements. So there is nothing you could point to. So that's my point. My point is the Balaila who is an admission of ignorance. We can't, there's nothing, if it's nice, we can't point, what do we know? We don't know what the point is. What's Teva, what's not Teva? Of course the Ashgacha is sure that the outcome would be correct, would be sure. I mean, that's for sure. But what is Teva? What is not Teva? I mean, that's why you have all these Midrashim with the Malach, we say for the point of this. All of those Midrashim means one thing. That the Ashgacha was that all these things should go precisely. Nothing is miraculous, but things can go wrong. Over here, nothing is going to go wrong. Okay? So, but we only know that because of our knowledge of the Ashgacha and because of the fact that we put together all the events in the sequence. And you see something emerging. So, but we're ignorant of any particular event. We said this was a mess. This is. No, that was to be very well Teva. Even Mordechai, what did Mordechai say? Mia Deya in Leis Kazosi Gamamalis. And Mordechai said, what do you mean? It's definitely so. This is your predestined. No, it's Mia Deya. So we don't know. Adam doesn't know. A person shouldn't even know more than he does. He doesn't know whether it's Teva or whether it's Leis. He doesn't know. The only thing that he knows is that there's Ashdochas Hashem, and Ashdochas Hashem was removed. And then we can't survive unless the Ashgacha is there. So that we know. With all the information that we have together, the Ashgacha, and plus all the details of that's mentioned in the Megillah, we know this was a manifestation of Ashgacha Hashem, which is really the objective of every Nes. That's what we call it a Nes. That's what it means by Nes Nista. Nes Nista is not just the time. Nes Nista means it's a different concept. But it's the same exact function as a nace, even though it isn't a supernatural event. Okay? So that's really, that's what Shimon Yochai. Shimon Yochai is saying that in the absence of the ability to make any logical choice, we're coerced to make a different kind of a choice. And we look at the whole sequence, the whole story, and we say, where's the turning point? The turning point is a logical point of reference. That's another way. Okay? Yes. So anyways, now the Gemara says, Rashi, no, that wasn't a nice, the fact that he couldn't go to sleep. No, the Gemara says on the contrary. The Gemara says that why couldn't he sleep? Because Zimna Esther Lelahoma. That's what I'm saying. That's a different concept of nice. That's what Rashi does not mean, the ordinary term next. It's a different idea for next. So you have to remove the term from its, from the meaning that you always ascribe to it. Doesn't mean a next, like a next in Islam. Does not mean it. But it means that this is the turning point of the events, and this is our reference of next to this. But not that this was a next. On the contrary, the Gemara says it wasn't. The Gemara treats it to heart. Yeah, not even say that's confusing. Wasn't it? So the Gemara says, "Rabuna amayachim umarroa kacha umaygialeh manda amakula maroa chesveros shenis namach mikelim so beis hamidrash al kacha menshin dechoshim shivushim v'loich umaygialehim dekatal vash." Okay. So the Gemara says that there's a limit from each one of these. I'm not going to go through them now. There's a limit from each one of these individuals. It says, "Manga Oma Ishiudi Mara Mordechai Giti Bahaman Al Kocha." The Shavu Nafshei Vodavar. This I mentioned again. That he wasn't Shavu Nafshei Vodavar doesn't mean that he simply was. He wasn't Allah Vodavar. He allowed to be Yishtachva to another because of Derech Kodesh. So by Yaakov and Esav. But it means to say that Mordechai recognized that this is not an ordinary Strachavarov cover. But this man really is ascribing powers to himself, supernatural. He's under the illusion that he has supernatural powers, and this is what's going on over here is really Avodah Zarah. And since he recognized that, that's what they want to say, since he recognized even though halachically it's not Avodah Zarah, but idealistically it's Avodah Zarah, and Mordechai Paskin, that even though it's not halachic Avodah Zarah, if in ideology it's Avodah Zarah, so then you should be Mosanah. You have to be Mosanah. That was his. That's my role model. Yes. I'm explaining that. That's what it wasn't simply. He wasn't simply another great person, but he was like Hitler, Yamashu. That he thought he's divinely chosen for a mission. That's the ultimate Avodah Zarah, is the deification of man. That's Avodah Zarah. So he recognized that this is not just a person that looks at himself like a normal person that's in the high position. Yes. That's correct. That's what the Gemara says. That's the Gemara's question. The Gemara says a little more than before. That what did he see to place Klal Yisrael in jeopardy? What right did he have to do that? Well, luckily it wasn't. There was no halachic violation. That's true. That was his ingenuity. Mordechai said it's not a matter of simply halachic avodah zarah, but what's the difference? You have the theme of avodah zarah. It's the same evil. It doesn't make any difference. Certain things are contingent on halacha, but certain things are not. Certain things, the halacha is simply. And takes the ideal and gives it a structural form. So in that case, if the essence of the whole Torah is the abolition of the Avodah Zarah. So if this theme, if you can have the theme where it would bypass the halachic structure, it's still chayav to be mosanah. Doesn't make any difference because it's the same evil. All the mitzvahs with regard to Avodah Zarah, all the mitzvahs are there for one purpose. I mean, it's a purpose. You can't just say it's a technical halacha. But Avodah Zarah can be accomplished, can bypass the halachic system. Not possible. And that's what Mordechai saw. Mordechai saw that this wasn't simply a case of an ordinary human being. This human being was in a different mental world. His megalomania had reached a point where it was self-deification. And therefore, he says, if you don't go against this, you don't stand against this, it's tantamount to giving it to a brother. And that's a prosecutor, and that's a Gemara. So how can a prosecutor win the danger? And the answer is, my law. And that's what it's all. Okay? So, then the Gemara says that, What caused this craziness? So the answer is Mordechai lo yichav lo yistach. It means that's a psychological proof that a person can be over hundreds of thousands and millions of people. But one person in his mind will stand out more than everybody because of a certain event, a certain phenomenon. And what was the phenomenon? The fact that his glorification was for one person non-existent, was a non-reality. And that really is what sparked the inner fears in itself, that his whole essence is a fantasy and an illusion. In order to avoid that danger, that internal danger, and that's really what anti-Semitism is, the hatred is directed against the one that raises that doubt and that question, and the individual thinks that by obliteration of those people, he can obliterate the inner dilemma, you see. That's really why anti-Semitism is a pathological phenomenon. It's a disease. And that's basically what the Gemara says. That's basically what the Gemara says. And that's why Chazal say that, as Chazal mentioned, in Pesach and Gemara says that the hatred of an Amar for Talmud Chacham is even greater than the hatred for an anti-Semite for a Jew. It's not as dangerous because he has the talk. But the hatred is because when he sees a Talmud Chacham, there's a certain recognition that perhaps his whole life is a waste. And that dilemma, that internal conflict raises a certain hatred against the one who initiates that problem. Hatred is vented against him. So therefore, the Gemara says, an Amaretz is really has a greater hatred than Chacham. Why? Because if you're closer to the truth, so then there's a greater danger. So the guy is further away, further away. But the closer you are, the greater the danger. But the Amaretz is not as dangerous in practicality because he has a system of thought. So that's same of the, it's really like, it's two different, you have to weigh two different factors. You have to, the equation has two different elements. Okay, the element of how barbaric the individual is, and how hate the ratio between the barbarity of the individual and the hatred. But, the anti-Semite is more dangerous, but the hatred and the internal conflict is even greater within our minds. That's what Chazal said. But that's my raw homo means that everything would have been fine except for this one person that he saw every day that awakened that emotion and that conflict and that dilemma in himself. That's what Chazal said. Okay? Yes. Closer, because it's more of a reality. The danger is more. The closer you are to the knowledge of the truth, the greater danger there is that the truth will affect you. The further remote, the more distant.
Namar.
Yeah, Namar is okay. Now, one more. So, Namar said. Okay. And Namar, yeah, land the solo, it's over, it's one of our legs. Okay. Yeah, it means that because he went so far, that he was wiped out at his offspring. That's total annihilation. Caused himself total annihilation. Okay. Okay. So the destinies, the self-force on this. But like I said, the Gemara doesn't describe any supernatural causes. Completely natural. But what is the machlokes between this pshat and between the first pshat? That's from Allah. What's the difference? So you see, the difference is clear. If you look at the Gemara carefully, you see the difference between the first pshat and the second pshat. The first pshat says, you learn that from the Tichtav Esther, Hamako, Mordechai, Yitzko, Tolkien. Which means that this medulla is a different kind of an entity, and it's not broken up into units of psukim, but it's written in terms of units of themes. Okay, that's the first. The second shot is that it's ideas. It's basically, it's broken up into units of ideas. What's the difference between the maror's and the first, the way Rabbi Yochanan explains, or Rahun explains, the first way and the second way? What's the difference? How do you define the difference? The first way, they sound pretty close to me, basically. Things, okay. But and now the Gemara seems, it really seems like the second piece of Gemara is an elaboration on the first. On the first one based on the things, and the second one gives you the reason. But the difference is a significant difference, because it's a halacha difference. In halacha, certain things make a difference. The difference is, you see, according to the first chart, it's derived from Vatikto, Esther, Amalko, Mordechai, and Hedias, Kotokev. So, Tokef means things, it means that the Tarshav Echsav was different over here. In terms of the Tarshav Echsav is not means of psukim, it's means of things. According to Rahuna, it's limudim. Limudim, there's a problem with limudim. What's the problem with limudim? Limudim is beautiful, it's ideas, but it's Tarshav Alpeh. It's not Tarshav Al-Sah. So the difference between the, now you see clearly the difference between the first shita and the second shita. The first shita, Rabbi Yochanan, doesn't go into the maror. Why? Because the maror, as great as they are in terms of lumor, as significant as they are in terms of lumor, but lumor is Tosha Bal Peh. So how does the Tosha Bal Peh play a role? So according to Rabbi Yochanan, when they have Kriyas HaMegillah, like we said at first, what's the marital problem? Kriyas HaMegillah. You have Mitzvah Kriyas HaMegillah and you have a Chetzah HaMegillah. What's the world? Well, why should you have an argument? But the answer is the Gemara shows you that the Torah Shebachsav of Megillah is different than every other Torah Shebachsav. Over here, the Torah Shebachsav is broken up into units of things. So according to the first shot, the reason why you start from the four different places is based on the Torah Shebachsav Shebach. Okay? Because this Torah Shebachsav is different, it's broken up into units of things. So now you have Machlokes where the Torah Shebachsav the mitzvahs and mikvah Megillah relates to starts from. That's the first thing. According to the second chapter, we need them all beautiful and modern, but the fact is only in the Torah Bal Peh, not Torah Bal Peh anymore. So how could a lumah be instrumental in determining the mikvah Megillah? So the answer is the Gemara holds that this mitzvah is different. But who knows this mitzvah is different? This mitzvah, this tefillin mitzvah, is determined not by the Torah Shebachsav, but by the ideas of the Torah Shebachsav. That's our point. That's the machlokes. So this is the machlokes. When we learn the Megillah, say that it is the machlokes. Why do we learn, even if you start from the beginning, there's no idea that you just go from beginning to end. There's no concept that since it's one Megillah, you have to read the whole Megillah. Nobody will do it. Okay? Not according, not any Tana, and not any of the Amorim that explain the Tana. But it's all themes. But the question is the theme measured in terms of Torah Shebachsav? Because that would be the ordinary way to say that the mitzvah is Kriyas HaMegillah. Kriyas HaMegillah, the Megillah is a chetz of Torah Shebachsav. So now you have to start with a unit of Torah Shebachsav. What is the unit? It's a unit. It's the unit where Tzukim, without a question, it's from the beginning to end. But over here, it's not that way. The unit is themes. So if you hold from the beginning, then it's the theme of Achashverosh. The theme of Achashverosh, like Rashi says, goes from the beginning to the end. But it's the reason why you're doing it is not because it's the whole Megillah, because it's the theme which is the entity in the unit. You see? But the man to Omar that says that you go by the Maroz, Maro Achashverosh, and Maro Haman, Maro Mordechai, and the Tofa Shalmeis, you see, in our role, Lehov, the Sefer Zechronos, according to that, the themes are removing their ideas, which is Torah Shebal Peh. So according to Rahuna, it's a new halacha. Even though you're reading Torah Shebachsav, the key mitzvah is determined by the Torah Shebal Peh. There's no other case like that. It's not a case like that. The ordinarily, in where the mitzvah is Torah Shebachsav, it remains Torah Shebachsav. The mitzvah is Kriyas Torah Shebachsav, it's a new Torah Shebachsav, and that's what it is. But over here is the only exception, where the entity is Torah Shebachsav. But how do you determine the key mitzvah, the mitzvah Megillah? It's determined by the ideas. The ideas of Torah Shebachsav. That's what we're saying. That's the machlokes amarayim in terms of the concept of the Kriyas Megillah. Okay, No. Even though the Torah Shebal Peh has a criteria, but once it has a halachic form, it has a halachic form. Because otherwise, it can't be a halachic form. So that's the more left. That's it.
And where are the Jews in Ahmedabad? So and the rest of the class, nobody's objecting. So that's an indictment of everything, because no one's moch. It's an ongoing phenomenon. But in terms of being invited as a guest to a mishnah, that's a personal nesayim, because it's emotionally the kavod and the fear of the melech is overpowering, and the person couldn't stand up to it. So he caved in. But you can only say that about the people that had the experience. See, it's a specific experience. So you can't condemn everybody because of a specific Messiah. But this is not a specific Messiah. It's a general thing. Wherever Kol Yisrael is, they're going out there. Wherever they encounter him, they're blinding their back. No one's objecting. No one's mochas at all. Different kind of Nisyonos. There are certain Nisyonos that are individual and situational. So you can't condemn the people that didn't have that particular Nisyonos. Certain Nisyonos are of a different nature. It's a general Nisyonos, an ongoing general Nisyonos. If nobody says anything, then they're all guilty. They're all guilty. Yes.
You mean the fact that Mordechai didn't contact us?
You mean how God judges Klal Yisrael because of that? Now when the klal is off, they have one tzaddik.
You can't say that there's a klal. You don't say everyone else would have been put. You can't say that
they believe
they could. All the people who didn't see Haman.
All the people who
didn't see Haman.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. If it's an ongoing thing, I mean, there's a lot to be learned from the world in terms of legal. This is what you say. You see that if there was a capital when the Jews came, but you still can't say every Jew probably not even wrote. But it doesn't matter. They know that this is so. No one's mocha. No one objects. So it means that they're all chayav. You don't have to have every Jew back anymore. But a suda is a different kind of a thing. It's a very particular emotional messiah. So that, you can't say what every Jew would do. No one agreed. They weren't happy about it. But the other Jews, but you can't say the other Jew would do it. That's a messiah. It's a specific type of messiah. But there's a general messiah. General Messiah is a different kind of thing. It's not the specific situation. That's really what Shimon Yochai's question was. And only those in Shushan, because they caved in. Not that they didn't condone it. I mean, they caved in because of the emotion. It was wrong. I can't say everybody caved in. But over here, it's an ongoing thing. No one's saying anything. And even if every Jew doesn't do it, you're hired. You don't object. Different situation. Ongoing situation where Klal Yisrael is involved in the and no one says anything, everybody's fine.
So the
Mashiach saying up to this point? So the Mashiach saying, so why don't you use Haman? Why did Rashi have to say that when the Ishtach was Haman? Why did they say it was Haman? It was Haman. I mean, listen to someone, that's his question. So he says, because it's mashma, right? He says, because on the surface, you could differentiate. You could say that Haman wasn't the god, and Bechanein Shavuot Zaya, that Tzelma was designated as an Avodah Zarah. So he says, that's what Masha says. He's trying to answer why Rashi did this. So Masha says, if it's asked a question, appears from Benetam, the Paragam of Naris, the Benetam that I mentioned, El Naris is himself. And I heard the Umulin of Dua Lachananya Mishava Zaya. So Taishu says the question over there, Taishu says that. The also tzelam lo hoya vodazar manish, el hoya also lekvod hamelach. That's the same tesis himself that we just quoted. And from the Gemara is mash mekula with it. Says nasa kol vachom atzma. So also lekvod hamelach. V'afal pikein hoya bo kiddush Hashem, u'kach masu atzma. He says what? Pikein hachinami yeshlama hacha sheishtachavu lahamon. So what he's saying is, says questions like this. that why didn't Rashi say it was Haman? So the answer is because Haman wasn't set up, wasn't designated as a guy. So as well as all. So Bar Bein Tam says that Bachanani Mishalf Azaya also wasn't designated as a Vazal. And now the Gemara is saying that they were Chayef Kli. Why? Because they all bowed down over there. So apparently you can deduce from there that you're Chayef to be Mosa Nefesh, even if it's philosophical of Vazal. That's Mashah's, in other words, Mashah is saying, according to where Bar Bein Tam learns, now we have this Gemara that says the Chayef Kli. So you have to say the Yechayef Kli, even what? Without this Gemara, you can say, okay, they want to be a Kaddish in Shemayim. I'm a Chuyif to do it, but a person can do it. But Mashiach says, once you have this Gemara Megillah, it comes out, you can't learn that Hananya, Mishael, Azariah were big tzaddikim, and that's why they were Moshe Nefesh. You have a right to be Moshe Nefesh. You have a right to be a Kaddish in Shemayim. Apparently, from this Gemara, there's a Chiyuv, but philosophical about Azariah, and that's what we'll say. I didn't see them all, but I just intuited with it. But then the answer was, is it a chiyuv or it's a great mitzvah? Say, but this sugya really takes up the problem. So the Mashiach is right. The Mashiach's deduction is that according to Rabbeinu Tam's pshat, you have to say it's not simply that Hananya, Mishael, Azariah were no Moshe Nefesh because they wanted to be Kaddish in Shemayim, but every Jew is mechuyav to do that. Even philosophical, but it's an interesting thing. It comes out halacha from the Rabbeinu Tam and the Gemara that a person is mechuyev. It's not optional. When you learn the Gemara, they can say they will be tzaddikim. Nasa kavuchanu atzma. When you learn the Gemara over here, Moshe is right. When you learn the Gemara over here, Rabbeinu Tam, it comes out that it's a chiyuv, an absolute chiyuv.
Interesting.
Why is the Gemara saying they why the Gemara says that everybody has to do that. Everybody has to do that. You can't just say ideas of the Torah. And you say Mitzrayim, you're going to say they're nothing? I mean, you push them away and say that's not possible. A person has to be Basechel, he has to realize. That's called Tara Kula, and the Nisim and Tram were done to show and to demonstrate that every Briya is under Hashgacha Hashem. And to demonstrate that idea, so you have to realize that that's a chiyuv, that's a machayev in Mesiras Nefesh. And that's what the Mashal is saying, that from this Gemara, it's mochav that way. It's mochav that way.
But didn't that yes. Tosfos quote a pasuk? So there's two things. There's the...
Yeah, well, that was just a riot. Loch, lopolchin, and umutsam, lomasagna.
So you can't say this song is referring to the real...
That's what he's saying.
Can't say that.
You cannot say that. That's by saying that the Tzelem was something other than the real Avodah Zarah.
The Jews didn't bow down. Even the rest of the Jews didn't bow down to that.
To the real Avodah Zarah.
Yes, that's right.
That's the Gemara says the Tzelem. The Gemara says over here, the Gemara Megillah says that why were they here? Chayef Kliya? Yes, apparently that they didn't do. But to the Tzelem they did. So Kanta Ben Tama was simply philosophical Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says you can deduce from this Gemara that for every person is mechuyev to Moshe Nefesh. It's halacha. I mean, it's halacha is general halacha, right in the Gemara. It's an important halacha. I mean, chas v'shalom, I mean, long day Messiah, but you have no halacha. That's the halacha. That a person is mechuyev to Moshe Nefesh, even for philosophical purposes. Amazing halacha. So he says, but now he asks a question. So he says, if that's the case, he says, now our answer by Mordechai and the Klal Yisrael is not going to work. Why? Because now the same child is going to be by Hana. Why? Because you can't say that Mordechai was a great tzaddik and he was Moshe Nefesh. Klal Yisrael, they were on Chuyav. Because now you see that everybody's Chayav. So once you see that everybody's Chayav, so now what's the answer? So why didn't Rashi say that the chait was that they were mishtachar to Haman? Okay? Yeah. So Rashi just means me. That's his question. Okay, so it goes up there. You take a motion. But I want to answer the Master's question. Because I want to answer Master's question. Why? Because there's an interesting thing. We said that the Mara of Mordechai is that he was able to see. There's an interesting Gemara. The one that Gemara says, and what was his name? It says, Ish Yehudi, Ishma, Mordechai, Ben Yoyer, Ben Shimei, Ben Kish, Ishimi. So you know that one. Shimei is his came from Shimei Ben Gera, and Ben Yoyer. The Gemara gives different versions. But Ish Yehudi, the Gemara says, well, how could you call him Ish Yehudi, which means from Shevet Yehuda, when he was really shaved from Shevet Binyamin? So the Gemara says, gives the Vinyasi, what's Rabbi Yochim Namal, the whole woman in the Binyamin class? Really, he came from Binyamin. Well, my colleague, a Yehudi, or from Yehudi, Al Shim Shekofa Bavodazora. Shekola Kofa Bavodazora Nikri Yehudi. Shekhsir, by Daniel, over there. Iti Gubrin Yudoyin, get a Russian wrestler coffee. It says, Iti Gubrin Yudoyin, that they don't bow down to Avodah Zarah. You have a pasuk real there, sir?
Rashi
Bezos. Rashi Bezos, sir. What did I say? Iti.
Second one.
The Sefer Gemara. Oh, yeah. Loloch Lofoch. That pasuk, yeah. So you see that the definition of a Jew is that he's kofar by Avodah Zarah. So that's why they're called Mordechai Yeshiva. That's what the Gemara said, right?
Comes from Lashon Vada, no? What? Yehuda comes from Lashon Vada. Like, we know that something.
You said
that one? That's why the Lashon Vada is from being kofar. The word, like, Yehuda literally means, like, you know, Odes Hashem, not Pamaza, Pamaza Odes Hashem.
Yeah, right, correct.
So it's fine, they're taking the word Yehuda, they're saying to learn is to be kofar and something.
You mean, why comes from, why the word Yehuda comes from that?
Yeah.
Yeah, because the Pamaza Odes Hashem.
Right.
That's what. So it means that that's what Gemara says. That's totally separate. It's and vice versa. So, yeah. But anyways, that's the Gemara says. Shekola kof b'avodazara nikra yehuda. So, of course, there's a good question you could ask. He is the only, I mean, you're saying is Yehuda. So you're singling him out from the rest of the Klal Yisrael. But so what do you think? He's the only one that's kof b'avodazara? And what kind of identification is that? The only Jew identifying Ish Yehudi. He is a Yehudi. I mean, what's the difference between him and hundreds of thousands of other Jews that are kofar b'avodazara? So what's the answer? The answer is
what?
Apparently, there's a different levels of kofar b'avodazara. Different level of Kofar. So Ish Yehudi means he was the real Kofar. Different levels. Of course, he was on that level. He understood that Haman is a Lazar. But that takes tremendous thought. Everybody could pass on that job. So Mordechai was the one, like what it was also about Avram Avinu, like 400 Masechtas on the Lazar. That means he understood every single nuance of the Bazaar. And that's the real kofa of the Bazaar. Yeah, everybody's kofa of the Bazaar. We're all just kofa of the Bazaar. But there's different levels of being a kofa of the Bazaar. Mordechai was the one that was the real kofa of the Bazaar. That's why he was able to recognize immediately in Haman that this is a Bazaar. So that would answer the Masha's question. The Masha's question is, why didn't Rashi say the Chayev Koya, Marsha say, because they're Mishnach Vedam Haman. The answer is for that they weren't Chayev Koya. Because that takes an unusual level. You say, Melech getting covered. So how do you know draw the line? You have to be a big Chacham to know that. So Mordechai was the real Kofar. That they weren't higher. part for the tzelem, that everybody could recognize that when the king made this tzelem is already not, he's making himself into something that is not ordinary. He's already, it might not be halachically a avodah zara, but he's setting himself up as a avodah zara. That didn't take unusual chacham. With that, you can answer the Maharsha's question.
Okay.
Yes.
Who's going to say he sets himself up as an avodah zara? Do people think he was a deity? I mean, what's he going to say?
No, it doesn't mean that. It means you have, unfortunately, the most glaring example in Hitler, the Maharsha. That means to say that a man sets himself up, he's a total megalomaniac, a sick-minded individual, and he sets himself up as a avodah zara, and you see that people follow him, the way they follow him, that's a avodah zara. Every whim he has is, it becomes something that they worship. You see, and they, that it's a psychological process. Look at the Germans. They're insane. I mean, they're supposed to be intelligent people. They're going to their death. I mean, well, what? For who? For what? For what? It's stupid. It's ridiculous. The answer is, that's about it. They went fair. It's an amazing phenomenon. It exists. It existed by Hitler Machinal, and it exists, for instance, in the Mafia. They have the same idea. The idea of the Godfather. That's the whole concept. The concept is that he is a god. So they don't believe in God because they do mitzvah and shrifas domim, I mean, and gesel and everything. But they don't believe in any kind of olam haba. But they're mosa nefesh for him. That's what it is. It sounds crazy, and it is crazy. But you see that man is capable of such an allegiance and to be in such a worshipful state that's mamash avodah. And that's what Mordechai saw. So how do you know? It doesn't need a pronouncement. It's there. And Mordechai recognized it. I mean, no doubt he watched him in his rise to power. And it wasn't a one-day thing. And he saw now in the Shulah, he's making himself into a butterfly. It's an interesting thing. The mind of a human being is very strange. Very strange, and it's crazy and as illogical as it sounds. You'll see the most intelligent people, be subject to this insanity. We'll give their lives up. What will we do for them? And the same should happen. That's the nature of man. That's the Torah's battle. But at the same time, it shows you the power of those kinds of emotions. It shows you the power. Is that
what's
up? I don't know. You can't compare all forms of insanity. That's a different matter. That's not a Torah. No question about it. The only time that disease is good if it's Avas Hashem. But it's a holy.
Look at this. This must be just an infantile mind. Where is the source of this capacity to find so another human being can have this kind of devotion? A mother? Where is the source?
He becomes the superego. So everything he says is absolutely uncontestable and and right. And virtue is projection superb. That's why he can say, do murder, and the people do his murder. So he takes over the whole superego. And that's it. So, in Yahavis, Yahavis demands that that never happen to you. That's why
just psychological.
Just psychological. Just.
No, I'm just saying it's
normal
psychological. Right.
Normal doesn't mean. I mean, they say now that more than 50% of the people are have some kind of neurosis. But that doesn't mean that if you don't have neurosis, you're not normal. Normal has doesn't have any definition. Normal isn't. And it's true that it's a powerful, very powerful psychological force, but the Torah has identified that force as the greatest evil in man. That's the worst. Achrei Arayis, Achrei Avodah Zarah is the worst. Arayis is bad. Person's own self-worth, he's just lost in Tiber, so he looks like an animal. But that is, as much as that's bad, I mean, he's a waste of existence, but it's always worse. That is the ultimate thing, I mean, that's what the whole Torah pointed out, this phenomenon. It's the most harmful type of event. Mental event that can happen to an individual to fall under the sway of that force. It's an amazing thing. And it leads to total human destruction. Once the person loses their free will and they suspend it and they give it over to somebody else, that's what Chaim Voloshin writes, that a person can have a relationship to a nothing that would be a lot of fun. Incorrect relationship. Incorrect. So it's not Avi's fault, but the concept of Avodah Zarah, the idea of Avodah Zarah, what I recognize is the most dangerous aspect of human existence. It's the greatest philosophical idea that was ever received by man. I mean, that's the essence of Torah. The essence of the Nazis, the Germans, the ones they fell into the trap that led to their own destruction. Of course, unfortunately for us also, but the Ovid of Avodah Zarah goes to his own death. He goes to his own death willingly. It's an amazing thing. I mean, when you look at the history of the Second World War, intelligent people gave their life the person that has some fantasy of some kind of Olam Haba. Okay, so you say, but here they knew it's not just for this individual. That's the essence of what an amazing phenomenon.
That's true.
In other words, there isn't even an illusion that they're going to survive their death.
Right.
Illusion, okay, so see, it's possible for a person to do that. It's an amazing thing.
It's him and the extreme nationalism.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Same thing.
So Mordechai
somebody takes over the entire superego, the entire conscience, and then whatever that person says is unquestionable and is right. And they feel it's right, no matter how evil it is. There isn't a qualm of conscience. That's what I'm trying to explain. It doesn't matter. The whole purpose of that what?
It's
a chiyuv, because the whole purpose of all the mitzvahs is for certain ideas. The mitzvah isn't an end in itself. The mitzvah is for perfection. So if a person will do all the mitzvahs and then not be perfected, is it worthless? It's absolutely worthless. I did all the mitzvahs, has no value whatsoever. It has no value. So the mitzvahs aren't magic. And so people always want to look at the
Torah and try to make a simplistic system out of it. But you can't, because it's too profound. There's no answer. It's this absolutely inviolable, but it doesn't mean to say that that's not the end of understanding Torah. You can't violate and it's a terrible thing a person does. But as much as that's true, that's still not kola tarakola. The purpose of mitzvahs is a certain goal. And the goal of all the purpose of Avodah Zarah is to eradicate a certain state of human existence. And if that state will come into existence and you'll allow it, then you're going against the kola tarakola. I can't go there. What do you mean, does that mean? If you have a situation where there's philosophical about a Zohar, then you will find Moshe. That's correct. Yeah, of course they don't believe it. And that's Chaim says, I believe it. It doesn't matter. Actually, it doesn't matter.
Yes, so how come it's like a lower level? So like the regular rights of a Zohar, everyone has to do. How come it's not just, if you feel like you're on that level, you do it?
That's
not true. What? So, you want to be in the level also?
No, because certain things the Torah can't legislate.
So, how come it lives like in the lowest state, though?
The Torah.
Regular, just balance to the Bible, you know what I'm saying?
There has to be a system.
There has to be a system of law. There has to be a system of law. And just do one of the lover, just let people suffer something.
No, I'm not. This is the same answer. Y'all, we're just saying, if you feel you're on that level, you should die. So if you don't really see it, why would you force it to be
no, no. In no. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Meaning, if Haman think of seeing it, you cut, you didn't see it. So the fellow, so the special coming behind him, you don't see it.
That's right.
It's not different, not on a level. That's Ishihudi. There's one real kofar above what is our implied as well. That was Mordechai. It's Ishihudi. It's a single one. You can go back over all the shoe, my dear. If you have a question, ask a question.
In other words, the first is you can't reach the exactly so far in the state.
Yeah, that's correct.
Oh, so here you go. Not far away from perfection, it's worse. It's worse. So it's generally seen the person who wants not the further he is from perfection. The person who is further is not as far away from perfection, he's subject to correction, but you're saying he is the worst of all beings. Because he's still closer to correction because he evolved in Avodah Zarah like the dark water, but yet you're saying he's worse off in terms of perfection.
That's correct, and this is the furthest away.
Yeah, but yet he's subject to coming to correct ideas where a person is speaking of
It has nothing to do with what he's subject to. The fact is, right now, what is it? Right now, he's the worst form of human existence. That's it. Well, it could be. What could be? It could be. It doesn't matter. That's not going to help. I mean, he's more intelligent. I mean, what are you? Yeah, Haman was very intelligent. He's capable of being a big tzaddik. There's no question about it. So what? Is that a source for him? No, absolutely not. On the contrary, it's a
constant. Being not so destroyed, but at least it's subject to correction. If not,
that's not necessarily true. That's not necessarily true. That premise is not necessarily true.
Why not?
Because it just isn't true. Because the fact that a person is what he's subject to under various conditions is not an indication of the evil of the individual. The evil is determined by what he is. What he's subject to, yeah, a lot of things. I mean, that's a crazy idea. Yes.
So you said that I think the person like becomes like your whole conscience. That's like what those are.
Yeah.
So like, are you saying like it has to reach that level to be?
It means a total suspension of his critical faculty. It's a total suspension of his critical faculty. And the critical faculty has been given over to this person. And now he's completely under whatever this individual says.
In Arias, that's not necessarily the case. It's taiva. It means it's a worthless existence. There was a person that spent 70 years in Arias. So with the fact that he lived, as a human being, it's worthless. That's evil. That's bad. But this is completely, this is the evil. The worst evil. There wasn't a suspension of that does involve a complete loss of the individual. It's wrong. It's a very bad choice. Yes.
So, but that can happen, like the mix. I say it doesn't have to. Like, it doesn't have to be complete.
Well, everyone's aura.
Yeah.
No, that's well. Yeah. You're right. The different shades of it. There certainly is different level. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying that in kofar there's an aura. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, you're right. But halachically, there's a line. Halachically, there's a line where in other words, the halachic system is built in a way that there is a line there, and the line is that which can take place without the halachic structure when you cross over that line. But there's no question that the halachic structure is created to draw a line in some ways. But the person keeps the halacha. It means you can't. Not everybody can be a Mordechai. Mordechai is a gavador. His door. Navi. But nevertheless, an ordinary Jew that follows the halachic structure is safe. But he can go beyond the bounds. Beyond the bounds is a door.
Person like to be completely
okay
with himself. So
you
should try to move all external people from becoming that
thing on there. No, you can't get there. No, that's not
possible.
It's a separate pasha. I mean, how does a person become more?
I'm asking you how. I'm asking, is that just the goal to move other people?
I would say yes, that the ultimate, and that's a Avraham Avinu. This complete showing there isn't 1 ounce of superstition, not 1 ounce of any kind of tendency or trend of a lot of Zohar. It's completely removed. That's a high level. It's not an easy thing. I mean, not easy to do. But it doesn't exist just because we're not on that level. It doesn't mean you don't recognize the level. That would be ridiculous. That's just a crazy ego thing. Yeah.
They ask Mordechai why did he bow down? Did he follow his commandment? And it just doesn't give a response. He doesn't say anything. There's only maybe that's because on his level he felt they wouldn't be able.
Couldn't explain.
They wouldn't be able.
Wasn't the Jews?
Abdei Melech.
And apparently, you see, the fact that they asked the question is a raya that they, if it was real about the Zohar, they wouldn't ask that question. They would know, like by Nebuchadnezzar. Lo'ach lo'pochen, and l'tzal lo'ach lo'sgib. So apparently, from the Megillah, it's muchach, that it was a strange kind of thing. Like, why don't you do this? Why don't you do this? But I guess he realized that the Avdei HaMelech, he can't explain it to them. Yes?
If that's a good answer, then they were taken of that.
That's correct.
They would have been able to separate themselves if they
started
them.
They
sold the one also. Yeah. Okay, so here's the question. Any other questions?
What about how can the philosophical overcome the halakhic chesed?
That's the thing, it does. That's the thing. Where the essence, just where the essence of the system, the whole purpose of the system is at stake. That's it. There's no question about halacha. What do we say that? How do you break halacha? Because that's the idea is that it's illogical and irrational if the whole purpose of Kol HaTorah Kulo is going to be lost to say b'chayim. I mean, there's no b'chayim on such. There's no b'chayim. There's no b'chayim. The whole thing is it doesn't exist. You're getting caught up on a technical on the idea that the that there's a that there's a that the technical is more than it's objective. That's crazy.
So guys, you're going to be
That's correct.
It's recognition of it that's really
important. It's a person, yeah, well, because he recognizes it, so he sees that this is the issue.
It seems like the best way to do it was on the entire event.
They were faulted
for it. Not recognizing
the whole thing.
It was only
that's right. You're right. That's true, then that's the Machayev, he sees what this is, this is the destruction of man. So we recognize this is the destruction of man, so then he has to be Moshe left. That's clear.
They have to point, they have to recognize it because they didn't believe him because they didn't believe in him being there because he's doing that, so they have a clear showing, they have a clear not to allow that to take place.
That's correct.
Even though it's in someone else. It's not even,
no, every time that thought is out, a person doesn't believe it.
It's
because
of the Shem.
That's what it says. You got halacha for either one. There's no halacha like that. But philosophically, that is the objective of Kabbalah Tarakumi. The whole objective of Kabbalah Tarakumi is being lost. It's not possible. If you're most nefesh for halacha, you're definitely most nefesh over here.
Interesting, he is a question of Rashi, because Rashi says, also, something about his other.
But I'm telling you, the idea of the Torah, of what Avodah Zarah is, even to this day, is not known. That's an amazing thing. You see the Germans. They have no concept. Absolutely no concept. They get the laws. Crazy people. See, the idea of Avodah Zarah, the Torah, is a very deep concept. And modern man has not yet been able to grasp what it is, understand this idea. That's amazing. They're not even near it. Not even near. You see from their religion. I mean, you see the crazy, insanity, stupidity, nonsense. But you see that man, for some reason, cannot get this idea straight. Amazing thing. All the modern technology and all the advances, this idea that man is the same primitive state as they were in Egypt. That's right. Same thing. I've had an advance one iota. Unbelievable. And to their own detriment, to the loss of their own lives. It's amazing. You think instinct of self-preservation really does kick in some ways, but it doesn't. It's an unbelievable thing. And that's what Tara's saying, unless you grasp this idea, then your life is worthless.
So they get built their whole life for this thing.
Yeah, whole life is this thing. He didn't want to play. Had that even his second Pelos? Yeah, he left. He left the bad mountain versus. That was the most question. The most question. Ace of Inyapo.
No, Ace of Inyapo. But in Egypt, there was that. That they did do that. So the Athios, just because of the second command, they didn't have that. They didn't leave out of Athios.
What did it say by Yaakov and Baraz? It's a good question. It's not so simple, because there is a certain kind of megalomania in all these layers. I mean, but there is a point. I mean, where it's absolute avoda. What that point is, I mean, is it? I would say that it has to do with what we said before. Where the person's will is lost. And all judgment is assigned to another human being. And there's a total suspension of judgment.
When they're bowing, even the Jews, they're not bowing with Taurus if they're completely having him as a super ego. But the fact that he represented that to other people, that he was an avodah zarah,
as Mechayev,
right? So now we're dealing about the object that they're bowing to. Right, I understand. So we're dealing with the object that they're bowing to, not what he represents to you. So now,
but I'm saying the phenomenon of an individual setting himself up as an avodah zarah,
right,
is a phenomenon where he controls the, he is demanding to control the will of the people, and the people are sentenced.
So by Paro, it could have just been that it was just
it has to do also, it also of course has to do, they ascribe some type of divinity to him, some type of supernatural power that they ascribe to him. I mean, there's no question.
So a person considering themselves a deity, but if it's not in this type of character, then it may not be for Avodah Zarah. I think if Paro was a psycho, he thought he had divine powers, but he didn't have it in the sense where he tried to really remove all intellectual capacity of people and dictate what's right or wrong. And that might not have been halachic Avodah Zarah. It's not accepted. So even though the Tamich considered himself ungodly, but that's just stupidity.
That's correct.
And also, he might not.
Yeah, it depends. It seems he wasn't the only power there. They had the priests. It seemed like by Hitler, much more. See, clearly, one of us. I mean, it's very sad, but the fact is, you have right in front of your eyes the object of.
Germany
is the father. That's correct. They went wrong. They helped them. They helped them establish.
Which one is the
Oh, but by the way, by Nebuchadnezzar,
they didn't recognize.
By Haman, they didn't recognize. When I said they did recognize it, but that's right. But that is the answer. Why your question is, if the person realizes, so what's the danger? No. But the idea is that participation in that is ipso facto participation in establishing a bazaar. That's what you're doing. You are helping to establish this mitzvah, this phenomenon of a bazaar. So that's the issue. You can't do that. You understand that it feeds on itself. I mean, if nobody would listen to Amar, I mean, he couldn't know it. I mean, it's a phenomenon. It's a social phenomenon. And that is the issue. That's the very issue. Okay?
Yes. How about not somebody in power, but somebody usually seen in the entertainment world that people look up to as an idol or a god?
That's a
difference. But you have to make your subordinate material to that person.
You listen to so many people, somebody that do.
So that's the phenomenon of a it depends on an individual. It's not a. It's not a mass phenomenon. That's there are people that have the ones. Those are kind of watchers. A person can have that same attitude to another. That's what Chava was doing. He was running against the city.
That's what he was really saying.
That's what he was saying.
I just had somebody in my car, and she said that she was thinking about becoming a Republican. She said it'll be an easy life because you don't have to make any decisions.
That's good. That's one bad one.
The problem is the problem. One bad one.
We wouldn't have to work in these things since it's not like a mass.
And that's why it's a suspension of doubts.
Like for the fast and all that. Since it's not like a mass thing of the fierce hundred people in the house.
Do
people have to do something?
Just
like how would they or not? Like, would you be allowed to get that or not for the second? Not that it's a business of that.
I mean, is a person allowed to be a fan? That's the question.
Yeah.
I mean, the institution of fan is. Is that a means you are making this person has no real value because the person is basically a fool. So, what is the person good at? The person has an art that is their art is that they're good at imitation because that's what they do. They represent someone other than themselves. So that means that they're the greatest liars. And the greatest pretense. So that art itself is really a bad art in itself. Because anyone that does that, you can say they're a liar. It's a bad trait. Now this bad trait over here, becoming a great making this person as a bad trait. So I'm just saying the whole thing has no logical basis. So you're taking something and you're setting it up yourself because a person has the appearance when they're pretending to be somebody else, they have a certain appearance, so that's why you're ascribing some type of greatness to that individual. That's crazy. So that's all technology. I would say that's a thing is all technology.
But if
for
music, not
that's correct. It's like somebody told me, they said that they were in the apartment of an actor. And they felt very connected. Why? Because they liked a movie that this actor played. Yes, I said, I don't understand, but you weren't in the apartment of the character. So, what's the connection? So, the thing is, it's an insane twist. It's an insane twist. This guy has nothing to do with the character. He's pretending to be the character. Doesn't, after he walks up, unless he's crazy, he doesn't think he's the character anymore.
The whole way it's, I'm on a high level than that guy. I had that connection to the writer.
That's our technology. That's endorsing and embracing Stussfabel. That's what it is. It's stupid. I mean, if you like a particular, that doesn't mean you can't like a particular music. I mean, you can enjoy it. Take the person and raise this person and ascribe qualities to the person that have nothing to do with what they're doing is insanity. The same thing is true even with a great musician. It's like, even in sophisticated music. But what does that have to do with the person's a chacham? What does that have to do with chacham? I mean, they're wasted a life. I mean, why should this person be recognized for anything other than what their art is? Is a person is good at the art of imitation? Is that okay? It's his art. It's his limitation. To make him into something beyond that, or to ascribe to him some attributes that the character that he imitates as, I mean, that's nonsense. So this is a stuss. That's al tefillah. That's what I said. So the Zohar, it's on the way. Al tefillah. Zohar has a long system of progression. Looking up to a businessman?
Yeah.
Well, it depends what you look up to him for. For his business knowledge?
Yeah.
That you should respect him for. He has that knowledge. But his ideas on life, there are times I wouldn't respect for that. But the problem is that people make that transfer. That's an insane transfer. The person does that, he's just fabulous. Doesn't mean that the person has a certain talent and not. Yes, they have that talent. You have to also consider whether the talent is worthwhile. If that's a worthwhile talent. Just because it's entertaining doesn't mean it's worthwhile.
I think he was big in physics, but a lot of people then took him also for like models and stuff. Even if it's valuable, like it is Chachma, in other areas, it's not necessarily worth.
You don't take anybody outside his area unless he shows chachma outside of his area. I mean, the area he shows chachma, you recognize. The area he doesn't show any chachma, there's no recognition. The fact that he has chachma in one area does not mean in any way he has chachma in another area. You see, Galileo was the greatest physicist. I mean, he had beautiful ideas in physics. When he came to the church, he accepted the shtus. Except for the stupidity, it didn't bother him at all.
In America, they do worse. In America, they do worse. The guy shows no fucking actor, and they want to hear the political opinion. Yeah,
that's right. Maybe he can make himself one of the characters that he plays. And
play the president, so he must know a lot of
that's like worse than the act. Like, believe in the illusion. It's insane. But that's the way people are. I mean, like I said, most people have not advanced too far, and unless when it comes to Derech Chaim, unless a person studies life, his natural inclinations, which he always counts on, will always lead him astray. That's what it amounts to. A person not born perfected, he's not born a cop. Any area requires work, and this area, more than any other area, requires a person's thinking and analysis and understanding. If he doesn't do it, he's not going to get near it. No chance. Not a chance. So, I mean, that's a principle of the others. But again, I mean, it's a principle which eludes the entire world. As simple as it sounds.
Mago,
Haman, and Mordecai, they're both the same thing.
That's correct.
Meaning
Haman became this
God-beginning
then, and Mordecai recognized that's why
it's the same. That's correct. It's the same thing. It's two sides of
the
coin. That's right.
As far as like Tokachah, it seems that it's not a halachic of a
bizarre. That's very good. Is that in the book?
They're the opposite side of the same thing.
The opposite side. It's a no.
that the thing that caused Haman was the thing that Moed Pesach.
The thing that caused Haman is the thing that Moed Pesach. That's good.
Mordechai saw implications for the rough, the Jews, even though Haman did match yet.
See, that'd be a good shot, and that'd be a good shot in Adelayada. That'd be a very good shot. Because they're two sides of the same coin. So when he's mishtaker, he doesn't recognize he loses his he loses his balance. That's a good question. That's a good question. It doesn't seem from the Megillah, at least, that he went around pronouncing. It's a good question. What is that? That's a good point. Why didn't he go around the whole Malchus saying that this is a Avodah Zarah?
Maybe he did.
Maybe because for them, they don't understand the Yisr, so they're not on the level. So they're not Mechuyev. Tochacha is something you have to be able to do what the Gemara says. So, that's might be in the category of Tavish Lanishma. They don't perceive it. They won't accept it.
But not by Hanani Mishlav.
No, over there.
Because by there, before Torah came and defined bowing as a pona that's confined obviously to God, it was a generic expression. So there it was simply affection and other phenomena. But it wasn't necessarily that act was necessarily an avoda of the deity.
This seems to be a more primary way because he's
his actions really teaching me. So what's going to talk about like maybe
that's a good point. That's a good point. The fact that that's a good point. That the fact that Mordechai lo yichlo yishtachava, that was the lingo. In other words, if a person picked up on that, then they would know. So that was biggest help. He's most in yeah. Now, what is the so we took care of what? How many? Haman and Mordechai goes to the
room. And the Nesitzah
wouldn't go, right?
What about Achashverosh?
You go Achashverosh and do Nesitzah.
And we didn't explain what each step is at.
What? Say again?
What each step is at. What more help?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay, so Achashverosh. Says Ma'avra Achashverosh and Shemesh Bekelim Shem Beis Hamikdash Al Kocha. Shem Lechosh of Shivim Shnim Velo Ifer. Okay, so he figured out 7 years and they weren't redeemed and there was an inbuilt Beis Hamikdash. That's what I said before. That what happened before? So he didn't know to count from Korvat Shishloyim. So it says that, So Gemara seems to make a connection between those two things. Seems to be two different things. I mean, what does this got to do with the Hargis Vashti? Got to do with the Kalim of the Beis Hamikdash, right? Gemara makes a connection, two places, here and here. Okay? And both of the Gemara's consistent. That was the cause of killing Vashti. Okay, so what's the connection? It's difficult. It's very obscure. I mean, it doesn't really help you too much. But why was Achashverosh so interested in the clay Beis Hamikdash? What do you think about the Beis Hamikdash? What's his concern? So what if the Beis Hamikdash is built? Is worried about that the Beis Hamikdash built is not going to have Malchus anymore? I mean, what is he worried about? Mikdash was built, and the other malachim in the world continued. I mean, what was he worried about? What was he concerned about?
Representation of reality.
The what?
Representation of
reality. The Jewish God, there's a Jewish God, a real reality beyond all realities, and they'd be back in 7 years. But it wasn't built after 70 years, and get to say that their nebuah and their religion was not true, which means that was a religion in a sense, which was a true religion. If it wasn't true, then he could be like a God.
He didn't make himself to a God. It doesn't say, it says Haman, not Achashverosh. So it would seem by him or something else. It meant that the existence of the Mikdash was a certain restraining, had a certain restraining element on the extent of the status. Okay? On the extent of the status. It was a restraining element. And that's true. Mikdash really, the fact that the Mikdash existed, it had an effect on the entire world. So the existence of the Mikdash was a restraining element on his own pursuit of title. And that's why Chazal said it was Bishnas Shalosh, 3 years. Why do you wait for the third year? Usually make a part of the first year. So the answer is because he was waiting for that. Once he saw that it's not going to happen, so now was of Hashem is ours, and that's it. Now he's free. He gave him a sense of freedom. An interesting thing.
Other religions have a kind. What? other religion, but okay.
He didn't look like he wasn't the most religious person.
No, but the man that it's going to shove it, the other 126.
No, no, he wasn't still scared. This was the thing that bothered him. This bothered him. So.
So anyway, you put it to like what else? Does it really restrain itself? Was that any like your idea of Mikdash that really restrains his thoughts?
What it is about Mikdash?
Yeah.
It's the reality of Mikdash. It affects people. The reality of Mikdash is that everybody had a sense that there is a Melech HaOlam. They may not want to think about it all the time, but it was an effect of the entire world. See, as I'll say that we psychologically understand. Even much as an os beer, middle of beer, it affects everybody. So psychological works. So the existence of the Mikdash affected the entire world. And Ahasuerus was affected. Had a restraining character to it. At the moment, he was waiting to be free. He wanted, that was his emotion, to be free from the restraints of Yahadis. That was his, the idea of the restraints. That really was a battle cry of the youth in the 60s. 60s and the 70s was, I want to be free. That was basically the emotions are always the same. So that is that emotion, an illusion that you'll be free if you can get away from this phenomenon. And if Azar Hashem is alright, then we're free. So he was mishtamish with the kelim of the Beis Hamikdash. That was the symbol. What he did with the Kelim Beis Hamikdash was the Simcha was that now these Kelim are just ordinary Kelim. So that exemplified the whole Simcha was symbolized by that thing. Now the Kelim Beis Hamikdash have no division. So I'm not going to be using them. So that was really a Hashem. So that's what Chazal said, that once he reached that degree of freedom, so then he started to go further into his craziness until he made an irrational demand because of the supremacy of his own pleasures and his own mishteh and his own self glorification in the mishteh. And once he overstepped the rational bounds, he reached a point where he made a stupid decision, and that was the end of the mission. The whole mission wasn't worth it. That was a gun. So that's the language. So apparently what Chazal is saying is that it's true, the theme of Ahasuerus, and we Paskin that way, that that's the theme of the Megillah. But it's interesting. Chazal is saying is, why is that the theme? Because there's a very important idea to be derived. And that is that a person should be cognizant of that emotion of freedom. Where that emotion of freedom leads a person. That's the limit of the So that's our Avunah saying. Why is the theme of Ahasuerus? Because of that limit. Why is the theme Haman? Because of the Limud. Why the theme Mordechai? And why is the theme the Nais? The theme of the Nais is, it's interesting, a good question is. On the fourth theme, the theme of the Nais, so say Kos Vesta.
Kos Vesta. Invited Mordechai.
What?
That you use a chacht.
That's an amazing thing. So the question is the theme of chacht. Theme of chacht. Shazim Nolam. Theme of chacht. Yeah, so what's interesting thing. theme of Chachma as a method. So what are the four themes? Let me put the four themes together.
That's the question.
The one says Marot. It's four Marots. So what are the four?
So by the names, by Esther, can you say that the point is that even with Hashkafa, and there you say there's a certain preservation of Hashkafa with Amisrael, you don't just rely on things that happen. As a person has to create every possible situation.
There was no reliance on it. No reliance. It's so common. But the person, even under the most adverse situation, is mechuyev not to recoil and be mispalel. Of course, that's mispalel, but to rely on that alone, they must move and employ chacham. That's correct. That's the limit.
That's how Hashkafa operates. That's the limit.
What is that she used a chachma, and she was the one that caused the whole mess. That's what I want to say. So that's from a person must always view the situation in a way where they exercise the greatest amount of chachma. The tefillah is important, and b'chiri, and 3 days, tzom, but to rely on that alone is wrong. The individual must engage in that's the chiyah for man. So that's that limud, and then the other limud is the limud of man's egomania. That's Haman, and the limud of Mordechai, which is the opposite, the total ability to recognize and uproot every tendency, every bit of energy that's directed and to recognize a kofar babarazar. That's Mordechai. And Achashverosh is interesting. Achashverosh is that a person has to be able to go beyond that infantile state. Thanks. If I didn't have the Torah, I'd be free. They're all good points. I mean, together it really comprises the whole essential ideas of the whole system of the Atis. The correct approach, Mordechai, the real perfection of knowledge in terms of Kofan Olazar. Lord of Hashem, and all that's highest level. And one is action, and one is in chokhmah. And on the other side, you have the most evil, and you have an evil which is not the essence of evil, but it is a trap where the individual will live a wasted life.
Self-defeating.
That's good. Yeah, so, what's your question?
So, how do you like
Halachah
and
Lachadim,
but what's the
machlokes
though between four
tonight? You see why Achashverosh is really the first step. That's the first step. In other words, that's the first step towards Chayim. The person is that misconception. So that's why that's the last. That one's easy to see what's left. But then you have what? The Machlokes is the nature of the Yidris. That's Esther.
And the Mordechai just logically within himself.
And Haman is next because of. That's good. I say Haman is next because of. That's what we saw. Sumera. I'm stressed. And then you have Mordechai. And that makes sense. That the lesson of the Sumera is more significant. It's primary. I shouldn't say it's primary. Sumera Setov. So it's primary. You have to understand Ra. And then the person can be Asetov. Sumera Setov.
I'm going to go back to the other
manuscripts. Then you have then Achashverosh, which is a qualitatively different type of Ra. There is the essence of Ra. The essence of Ra is really Haman. And then there's the Sumera, which is Mordechai, the uprooting of the Ra, of the evil. And then there is a peripheral, a different kind of evil, which, I mean, doesn't mean you can't make light of it, but it's a different category. You mean in the career? Well, the mandama, let's figure it out. The mandama holds from one mandama holds. One mandama holds from Balai Lahu. Then the next one was from Haman. What? It's Haman.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's next. So you're right.
But that's
next.
Well, the Megillah, they all would have from the end of the Megillah to the beginning.
I mean, no, I don't mean the Gemara. I mean in the Kriyas.
In the Kriya, I thought it was the
last time I've been married on.
Because that's the Sur Meirah. That's the recognition of Avodah Zarah. That's the highest. Highest level field, okay? So that's the highest level field. So that's next.
The first one, the Nace, is for this part of the Megillah.
That's correct. That's the least.
Meaning, no, it's the most.
The most?
The Nace is the most.
You're going to read the most if you read
the most. No, it's the most important.
Yeah, but you're going to read the least.
We believe.
Yeah. So you're going to read it, and that's the most important. So it goes in order.
So
So the first mandama holds that you only need the essence of the nace.
Right.
Okay. And the limud of the proper derech chaim. That's clear. I mean, that you need because kiddush Hashem. And then the next step is Haman. Is that that's the next mandama? He goes, nope. Besides that, you have to have Haman be recognition of the Gulf of Azar. And then the next one is that that's already more advanced. Now, is that to recognize the Chacham, that's Makir, that's Mordechai. And that ends that area, that type of, that qualitatively ends that area. And then the next thing is Achashverosh, which is a that's a different kind of. It's a different kind of self-elevation. He was proud of the fact that he conquered the world of Tyre. That's a different kind of. He didn't make himself into what it was. Achashverosh was not. See, the difference between Achashverosh and Haman was that Haman was an ideological corruption. Achashverosh, that was a personal corruption. It wasn't ideology, it was just he was happy to demonstrate that he conquered the world. Conquered the world with Ivory, yes.
Is that like why Achashverosh has come first? I mean, like, the Ram says like the prerequisite for like all perfections, like the rule from the Taivas. Like, it's not like it's just like before a person can be engaged in like Mordechai and Esther, you have to move the energies from like the fantasies of the Taivas.
Yeah, but the worst
Taivas. Worst is really home, but you have the Shitty just holds that you are just not really all good evil. But as a Limud, it's a necessary following essential Limud of like Esther, Mordechai, and Haman. Like, wow. Like the real evil is going to be Hama, but it's something that's still necessary first to understand, to remove yourself from the evil's afashvesh, terms of death and time, the steps you take.
Well, when he's saying the first, I mean, yeah, but there are a lot of firsts. I mean, if a person is under the sway of a Zara, that's first. That's to remove himself from that first. So he doesn't have that, he has no will, he has nothing.
No, but chronologically, what's the
evil person's test in life?
Chronologically,
through Shukha's business. What are you trying to answer?
I'm saying, like, the Shukha holds the Akash Vinash, just saying, truly helping the evil is Hama. In terms of what we're just teaching a person to have a high, but this is certain.
Did the mitzvah go? Did they go and be mechayiv in terms of the mitzvah? It's a separate question. I don't know if you can have to check. You can identify what it is, and you can say how far each Tana holds you have to go, but I don't know if you can go beyond that. That's conjecture.
You
said
that what you're saying was that some background knowledge is now.
But I'm saying, but the Gemara is saying over here that each one is a limud, and the mechayev. That's why I said last. It's not a question. One said background, it could form the first mandam. But according to this mandam, it's the limud of Torah Shabbat Peh, and these are the four limud, and that's what determines the mechayev. The theme is determined by the limud of Torah Shabbat Peh. That's our point. Because the theme, there are four themes that everybody agrees. Because he's saying there's a theme of the nace, and then there's a theme of that which the nace was about, which was Haman. And then there's a theme of, then there's an extended theme of Mordechai, who was the one that was, that caused Klausel to be Zohar. To the ruler, and then there's Achashverosh, the backdrop. And that's different than these four are specifically the ruler. It's not a machlokes about the ruler. The question is, what was the machayev in Kriyas Megillah? Tarash Machsav or Tarash Mokta?
Yes.
That's the first one to be.
Right. So we're just wondering, like the Megillah has a second Amis, also a second. And Torah Shalom, but the rest of Shalom has a second also. But like you find a phenomenon of like the Parshas in the Torah, which like it seems like that's like a further like breaking up of the Torah Shalom Sah.
What does that do with this?
So why is that the Thieves in the Megillah different than like the Parshas in you say like it's a special separate entity of Torah Shalom Sah?
It's a separate entity because you never have Torah Shalom broken up into things.
The Parshas in the Torah are different than the Thieves.
This is not broken up by parshas. It's different. It doesn't mean I'm not saying there's no other units. I'm saying that there is nothing in Torah Shabbat Sah that's in other things except in the Sefer. Okay. Leave it alone. Yeah. What? So it's a different thing. There's a lot of things. It's a big point. There's a lot of things. Excuse me. Yes.